Good morning, dear friends in Sunnyvale.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It's always a privilege to share God's word with you.
总是很高兴跟大家一起来思考神的话语。
The scripture that we read earlier came from what is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
我们刚刚要念的这段经文是叫做山上的这个训言。
Jesus has been speaking to his disciples.
主耶稣在跟他的门徒教训门徒。
He was laying out before them the basic principles of living in the kingdom of God.
他在教导他们怎么样能够生活在这个神的国的这个教训里头。
But what started out as a smaller meeting had developed into a very large meeting because many people now were listening to him.
本来是一个很小的一个群众，后来就慢慢发展成很多的人来听主耶稣讲道。
How did this happen?
这是怎么一回事呢？
The last verses of this chapter, chapter 7 of Matthew, tells us why.
刚刚我们念的这个马太福音第七章后面告诉我们为什么。
It says here, he taught them as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.
在马太福音第七章28节这边讲到，耶稣讲完这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
When Jesus spoke, there was authority because he was declaring God's truth.
当耶稣在教训人的时候，他是有权柄的。
Jesus had been laying out God's standards.For kingdom living.
耶稣在讲神国的一个标准，能够让人按着神国的标准来生活。
And these were quite different from the man-made rules of the Pharisees and the scribes.
这些标准是跟一般人，不管是文士或者是教师所定出来的那些人的这些规矩。
And the people noticed that there was a difference.
所以听的人就可以马上觉得这里头有不同的。
And now Jesus, coming to the end of the sermon, he presents to them a choice.
他在这个教训的最后，他告诉人们，你有一个选择的。
The choice is how they could enter the kingdom of God, or how would they be barred from it?
他说有不同的途径，一个是你可以来到进入神的国，一个是你没有办法进入神的国。
Jesus said there were only two options.
只有两个途径。
There was a wide gate and a narrow gate.
是有一个是宽的门，一个是窄的门。
A broad road and a narrow road.
有宽的道路，也有窄的道路。
But Jesus said there are only a few that would find it.
耶稣说，只有很少的人能够进入那个道。
You know, in the final analysis, it is not, the Christian life is not based on our human judgment.
你知道到最后呢，我们基督徒被认定不是因为我们的判断。
It's not what we think that is important.
也不是我们认为什么是比较重要。
It is based absolutely on what God has said in his word.
而是按照神他所说的每一句话。
That is the road that leads to eternal life.
如何顺服遵守神的话，才是决定我们将来是不是能够进入永生。
Unfortunately, there are many people who reject the authority of God in their lives.
很不幸的，我们很多人拒绝去顺服神的话语。
They want to follow their own way that is the broad road.
他按着自己的方式，而最后好像是一个到一个比较宽的路。
And that road, Jesus says, leads to destruction.
而那个比较宽的路，主耶稣说，最后带你进入灭亡。
And then Jesus gives a warning against false teachers and false prophets.
主耶稣也警告要小心假的教师跟假的先知。
And he said it is their intent to deceive people and to lead them astray.
他们这些假教师跟假先知就是要欺哄人，把人引入迷途。
Now this was nothing new for the people of Israel.
对以色列人来讲，这不是新的事情。
Throughout their whole history, we read about false prophets.
在以色列的历史里头，我们都看得很清楚，有很多假的先知。
God had his own true prophets.
上帝有他自己的真的先知。
But Satan also has his false prophets.
而撒旦呢，相对的也有他的属他的假的先知。
Now, looking from the outside, they look very legitimate.
从外表上来看，他们两种先知看起来都是好像都是适合的。
They look very much alike outwardly. They look attractive. But Jesus said inwardly, there are ferocious wolves.
这些假先知在外表看起来非常的光鲜亮丽，好像是讲的也很好像是真的，但是里头呢，主耶稣说是个凶暴的狼。
And that is why Jesus expresses a very strong warning against them.
所以主耶稣为什么用非常严厉的话语来警告这些假的先知？
We probably have heard that saying before that perception is not reality.
我们大概都有听过这样的谚语，就是说，印象或者是认知并不代表是事实。
Things very often are not what they appear to be.
很多事情从表面上看起来并不是代表它背后的真相。
In fact, in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus had warned the disciples that in the end times, they would be marked by deceiving people coming in.
主耶稣在马太福音24章讲说，在末世的时候，有许多的欺哄的人，欺哄人的会迷惑选民。
And Jesus said many people would be deceived.
主耶稣说，很多人就因此被迷惑了。
But here, he not only gives us a warning, he tells us how we can protect ourselves against these false prophets.
在这里，主耶稣不但警告我们，他也教导我们一个方法来怎么样预防假先知。
And I think we as Christian believers need to be very, very conscious of this threat that is coming into our lives today.
我想我们基督徒，我们要非常的小心 这些假的教训进入我们今天的生活。
Not everything that you read in books or see on television or hear on the radio in the name of Christ is true.
我们在收音机上听到，在电视上看到，在书上看到的这些耶稣基督的信息不一定都是真的。
So then how can we identify what is true and what is false?
那我们怎么样来辨别什么是真，什么是假的呢？
Jesus made a very clear statement.
耶稣用一个非常明显的宣告。
He said, by their fruits, you shall know them.
他说，由他们所结出的果子，你就可以辨认他们。
If something is not true, their fruits, their lifestyle, their words will reveal the falsehood of these things.
如果一件事情不是真的，他们的言行、举止、品德会把他们的里面的那些不真实的东西反映出来。
Now,Jesus was always very practical as a teacher.
主耶稣是一位非常实际的教师。
He started out by talking to people about what they knew, and then he was teaching them something that they should know.
他从一开始用他们所知道的这些言语来教导，然后再把他们引到一个他们应该要知道的这些教导里头。
And so Jesus many times used illustrations from agriculture.
所以很多时候耶稣呢就用他们所了解的语言，像是农作物。
People would understand it immediately.
那当时的人就马上就明了了。
He talked about a sower that was sowing seed.
他讲到这些在这个地土土地
he talked about trees that were bearing fruit or not bearing fruit.
他讲的比喻，譬如说这个果树可不可以结果子，或是不能够结果子。
And if Jesus had lived today, he probably would have used illustrations from technology.
如果主耶稣是活在今天，他很可能会用高科技来做比喻。
He could have talked computer language that everybody would understand, the young people especially, but not the old people.
他可能会用这个电脑来做比喻，当然了，这我们的年轻一点的弟兄姐妹会了解，年纪大的可能不太了解。
And here Jesus says, a good tree brings good fruit, a bad tree has bad fruit or no fruit.
主耶稣说，好的果树会结好果子，坏的树会不能够结好果子。
And those trees need to be cut down and thrown into the fire.
那些不结好果子的树要砍下来，丢到火里头。
And then Jesus talks about true and false disciples.
然后主耶稣讲到真的和假的门徒。
Jesus had mentioned already that false teachers might seem very attractive in what they teach.
主耶稣已经讲到说，哦，这些假的教师或者先知，外表上可能看起来很吸引人。
But he says, what comes from the inside, that is what really counts.
但是从里头表现出来的，那才是重要的。
And their character, their lifestyle, their theology will eventually betray them.
他们的神学的思想，他们的品格，最后呢，会显露出他们真正的自己。
They might be very eloquent speakers. They might have very attractive personalities. And they might even demonstrate some incredible things.
他们可能辩才无碍，也可能外表光鲜亮丽， 啊，也有可能就是能表现出很多的这个才能。
And they can attract many people who would follow them.
以至于他们能够吸引很多人来跟随他们。
Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light and his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness.
保罗在哥林多这样子想说，撒旦他也能够化作光明的天使，那么撒旦的差役呢也可以假装成仁义的天使。
But you know, they follow that broad path that leads to destruction and death and hell.
这些最终使他们进入永远的灭亡。
Their fruits will reveal them.
他们的结出的果子会把他们显露出来。
They might call themselves Christians. They might call themselves even Christian leaders, but in reality, they have never submitted to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们可能称自己为基督徒或者是基督徒的领袖，但是他们却始终没有把自己交给完全的交给神。
And so Jesus says here, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以主耶稣说，不是说称我为主啊、主啊的人都能够进入天国，只有那些遵行我父的人。
So obedience to the word of God always is the keystone, the foundation of real, authentic Christian living.
所以顺服神的话语才是真正基督徒生活的基础。
Now Jesus comes to the end of a sermon and he closes with one final illustration.
主耶稣在讲道的最后，他用一个比喻。
He talks about two builders, one wise, the other one foolish.
他讲到有两种盖房子的人，一种是聪明的，一种是愚蠢的。
And here Jesus is still calling people to follow him and to call them away from any false teachings.
主耶稣在这里教他们要怎么样来避免追随那些假的教训。
But Jesus not only warns people, he also instructs them what they should do.
他不但警告门徒，而且他还教导他们怎么样去辨别。
I believe there are many people today who are living with real pain because of their present circumstances.
我相信今天我们很多人过的生活非常的困难，是因为在他们的很艰难的这些光景跟处境当中。
They are many times depressed, and especially we find this among young people.
我们特别发现有许多人心情沮丧，有忧郁症，特别在年轻人当中，我们看到很多这种现象。
I'm not sure whether you have followed the news, but the suicide rate among young people is growing in abnormously high numbers.
我不知道你们有没有注意到新闻的报道，我们发觉这些年轻人，这种自杀的这个比例越来越高。
People are discouraged, people are wondering about the future, and people are depressed.
人们他们非常的沮丧，他们心情非常的不好， 非常的忧郁。
And it is especially here that the good news of the gospel has strong relevance to us today.
就因为如此，我们特别觉得主耶稣的福音对我们这些人的生活，特别是有关联、有影响的。
See, God's word provides us with a way out of our dilemma.
神的话语能够帮助我们走出这些困境。
So again, Jesus here uses an everyday illustration to make a point.
所以主耶稣用这些每一天的这些生活比喻来做一个教导。
He talks about two builders.
他讲到两种不同的盖房子的人。
And he says one is wise, the other one is foolish.
他说一个是聪明的，一个是愚蠢的。
Let's take a look at these two builders.
我们来看看这两种不同的盖房子的人。
First, both builders had heard the message of Jesus.
首先呢，两种的盖房子的人都听到主耶稣的教训。
Because it says here, everyone who hears these words of mine.
因为这里说，所以凡听见我这个话就去行的。
So they had that in common.
所以这个是他们都同样的经历。
The second point is, they both built houses after they heard the message.
第二个呢，是他们听到以后呢，他们都去盖房子。
They both built houses in the same general area because both were affected by the same weather conditions and the rainstorms.
他们都盖在附近邻近，因为呢他们遇到了这些风暴或者是这个气候的变化都是一样的。
And fourthly, from an outside appearance,It seemed like both houses were exactly alike.
最后呢，从他的这个外表上来看，好像两个人盖出来的房子看起来都很漂亮。
But there was no difference from what you could see.
光是从外表来看，你看不出来有什么不同的。
But there was a tremendous difference.
其实有很大的不同的。
What was it?
是什么呢?
It was the foundation on which they were built.
哦，是他们的房子的根基不同。
And that foundation was not visible from the outside.
房子的根基你从外表是看不出来的。
But it was the most important thing for that house.
但是呢，却是那个房子最重要的基础。
Now, the key to understand this is in regards to how these two builders reacted to the word of God.
这个不同的原因是在于他们听到神的话以后，他们的反应不同。
One acted in accordance to what he had heard from God, and he put it into practice.
一个人他是听到了神的话以后，他就把神的话呢身体力行。
The other one heard the same word, but he did not put into practice what he had heard.
另外一种人呢，听了神的话以后呢，他并没有照那样子去行。
One built the house according to God's specifications, the other one built it according to human ideas.
前一个盖房子的人，他是按照神所教训的规格去建造的，而另外一个呢，却是按照他自己的意思去盖这个房子。
What they were in fact saying was, my idea is better than God's idea.
因为第二种盖房子的人，他心里觉得我的想法其实比上帝的这个规格或者想法更好。
And here's the scripture says, the wise man built his house upon the rock, and the other upon the sand.
所以主耶稣说，这个 好聪明的人是把根基立在这个磐石上，那无知的人呢，是把房子盖在沙土上。
And when the rains came and the storms came, the house that was built on the rock was standing firm.
当雨淋水冲的时候，那个房子盖在磐石上的，它可以抵挡这个风暴。
But the house built on the sand fell with a great crash.
而那个把房子盖在沙土上的呢，当雨淋水冲风吹的时候，房子就倒塌了。
Now, what is the message here for us today?
那么这样子的一个比喻对我们今天有什么样的启示呢？
How can we apply it to our own lives here in 2021?
这个我们怎么样把主耶稣的教训在2021年呢？我们怎么样来能够身体力行呢？
You see, whenever the word of God is taught, it must find application in our lives.
我们知道当神的教训给我们的时候，一定要有一个生活上的实际上的应用。
I've said this before, I'm sure, but I'll say it again today.
我以前曾经跟你们这样子教导过，我今天还要再度的强调。
The great American evangelist Dwight L. Moody once made this statement.
伟大的布道家穆迪曾经有一次这样子讲。
The word of God was not primarily given to us to increase our knowledge, but to change our way of living.
他说，神的话语并不是只是让我们的圣经的知识来加增，最重要的是要能让我们的生活能够有所改变。
So, after this message, what are you taking home with you?
所以当今天讲完道以后，你们回到家会有什么不同的做法呢？
Here it is, and I want you to listen very carefully.
我希望你们仔细的听我下面要讲的。
You need a very strong root system in your life to sustain you in your times of adversity.
你的生活里头需要有一个很稳固的根基，所以当你在遇到困难的时候，你才能够应付。
Let me repeat that.
我再重复一次。
If you want to survive in our day and age with all of its problems, you will not survive unless you have a strong foundation and root system.
在今天我们这么多困难的这个环境里头，如果你没有一个很强的这种根基，那种系统，你是没有办法来应付的。
This is exactly what Jesus had in mind when he talked about the two builders.
这就是主耶稣为什么在这里用这个聪明的人盖房子的这个比喻。
One built on a rock foundation, and he was able to resist and overcome when adversity struck.
当你把房子盖在磐石上的时候，有各种困难的这些环境问题的时候，你才知道怎么样去面对。
The other one built on sand, and when the storms came, it collapsed.
另外一个盖房子的人，他是盖在沙石上，所以当这个环境有困难的时候，他就倒塌了。
Now, storms in life are inevitable. They will come.
我们生命里头一定会碰到很多的困难的。
I think we all can agree with a statement that this last year or the last 2 years have affected all of us.
我想你们大家都同意，过去这两年发生许多事情，深深的影响到我们每一个人。
COVID-19 came as a horrible storm across this nation, across the whole world.
这个冠状病毒不但影响我们这个国家，其实在全世界每一个角落都有非常大的影响。
It affected us physically. It affected us emotionally. It even affected us economically.
它不但影响我们的健康，影响我们的整个的情绪、情感，而且在经济上对我们也非常大的影响。
People lost everything. People found themselves wondering, where do we live? Where do we go from here?
很多人他们一无所有，很多人他们在想说，我下一步应该要去哪个地方？做到这个。
Then there were the firestorms. There were the hurricanes, and all sorts of other things that came.
然后呢，我们也知道，在美国有这个西南部有这个飓风这个冲击，然后在这个西部呢有这个森林野火的这种冲击。
I don't even want to talk about the political storms after the last election.
我更不需要讲，就是我们上一次去年的总统选举的那种政治风暴。
We could go on and on. Storms will come into our lives.
我可以再继续的讲下去。我们的生活是不断的有风暴的。
And my question for you today is, how do you cope when these storms come?
所以我今天要问你们一个问题，就是你怎么样面对这些生活中的风暴呢？
Perhaps some of you have experienced some physical needs, sickness, in your life or in your family.
你们当中可能已经有人已经经历过这些这个病痛的这个问题，或是家人的这个疾病的问题。
Maybe there were accidents that happened. Maybe there were strained relationships.Within your own family.
也许有发生过意外，或者是在夫妻家庭的关系里头非常的紧张。
So then the question is, what kind of a foundation did you have in your life?
所以你要问自己的问题是，那我的生活的根基是什么呢？
Will you crumble under the storms of life when they hit you?
你会房子会倒塌，会倒塌下来吗？当这些风暴来的时候
，Or will you stand strong and firm？
还是你会在磐石上屹立不摇
？Now these are tough questions, aren't they？
这些是蛮这个蛮困难的问题。
But the scriptures give us a very clear answer.
但是在圣经里头给我们非常明确的解答。
Many years ago, I memorized a verse from Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6.
许多年前我就牢记以赛亚书33章第六节。
It says, He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation.Wisdom and knowledge and the fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure.
在以赛亚书33章6节说，你一生一世必得安慰，有丰盛的救恩，并智慧和知识，你以敬畏耶和华为至宝。
And Jesus illustrates the importance of a sure foundation in this passage we have read today.
所以主耶稣在今天我们读的这段 经文里头告诉我们这个磐石。
He talks about build on rock or on sand.
他告诉我们建造在磐石和建造在沙石上的不同。
I believe that the rock that Jesus is speaking about is the word of God.
我相信主耶稣在这里讲的磐石乃是上帝的话语。
The builder is one who hears God's word and then acts on it.
那个聪明的人，他是把听到神的话以后，他就身体力行。
So building on a rock is the same thing as being obedient to the word of God.
所以把这个房子盖在磐石上，其实就是说你完全的遵守顺服神的话语。
The person who builds on sand is one who might follow religious practices without a spiritual substance.
而那个把房子盖在沙石上的呢，乃是听到神的话语，他却不去遵行，他的里头是空的。
Inwardly, they are empty because they have not put into practice that which they have heard.
他们里面是空的，虚浮的，因为他们听到以后，听了神的道以后，并没有去遵行。
Their lifestyle has never changed from what it was in the past because they have followed their own value systems.
他们的生活一点都没有改变，因为呢，他们一直是保持活着自己的价值的系统。
And when the storms come, everything collapses.
因此呢，当风暴来的时候呢，所有都倒塌了。
So now the question is, how do you build on a rock?
所以现在问题就是，那你怎么把房子盖在这个磐石上呢？
I've already mentioned that the rock is the foundation of the word of God.
我刚刚已经说了，这个磐石就是上帝的话语。
And the true mark of a disciple of Jesus is not simply hearing and believing God's word, but it is also doing it.
所以一个真正的信徒，他不只是听了神的话语而已，他还要去遵行，去行道，而不只是听道。
And Jesus said in John 14:21, whoever has my commands and keeps them, he is the one who loves me.
所以在约翰福音14:21，主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这就是爱我的。
And how do you know what his commands are so that you can obey them?
那你怎么知道这个是神的教训，那你可以去遵行呢？
The answer is very simple.
答案很简单。
Take time to spend reading and incorporating God's word into your life.
要花时间去读圣经，读上帝的话语，然后怎么样让它能够成为你生活的一部分。
And if you do this, it will start establishing a root system in your life that can weather any kind of storm.
当你的生活有这样子的根基以后呢，生活里头的各种风暴都不会影响你的。
In the very first psalm, we read this.
在诗篇的第一篇我们这样子写的。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers.
在诗篇第一篇二节跟三节说，唯有喜爱耶和华律法的，昼夜思想，这个人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
In other words, if the word of God is grounded in your life, it will enable you to stand and weather any kind of storm.
换句话讲说，如果你的生命里头 充满了神的话语的时候，你可以抵挡任何的风暴。
May I share a personal illustration with you?
我可以做一个个人的见证吗？
This happened about 11 months ago.
这个事情是发生在11个月前。
We were still living in Turlock.
我们那时候还住在加州的 Turlock。
And one night as I was going to bed at night, my wife fell down and I picked her up from the floor and laid her on the bed.
有一天晚上我们要睡觉的时候，我太太她跌倒，然后我就把她扶到床上。
Because she did not respond, I quickly called 911.
她当时没有反应，我只好打电话911。
And the fire department came with several men, and from the hospital, some people came to see what the matter was.
所以，消防队员还有医院的这个紧急救护都来了。
After a short time there, they said she needs to go to the hospital immediately.
在家里很快的，他们就说我们必须要把我的太太 Alice 送到医院。
And because of COVID, I could not go with her.
因为是冠状病毒的传染期，我不能够跟她一起到医院。
And I did not know what the problem was.
我也不知道到底我太太当时是有什么问题。
But they said it was so serious that they had to take immediate action.
但是医护人员说她的情况非常的紧急，我们必须马上把她送到医院。
And I had to wait nearly 2 hours till long after midnight that I could not have any contact with her.
那个我整整两个钟头在半夜，我没有办法跟我的太太联络。
And you can imagine what went on in my heart.
你可以想象我当时心里头有多么的焦急。
We had been married 64 years.
我们已经结婚有64年之久了。
And I began to wonder what is going to happen. Is she going to die in the ambulance?
我心里头就开始在想，他会不会在这个救护车上就从此跟我永别呢
？Will I be a widower？
我会不会变成一个鳏夫
？And all these different thoughts were coming into my mind, and I was getting fearful.
有不同的很多的这些想法突然进到我的脑海里头。我当时实在是非常的惧怕。
And then you know what happened?
你知道怎么后来怎么呢？
I had been memorizing a verse from Isaiah.
我突然想到以赛亚书的一段话。
And this is the verse that came to my mind.
那这段话当时就进入我的脑。
Listen to it.
你们听
For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, Do not fear, I will help you.
以赛亚书第41章13节这句话说，因为我耶和华你的神必然搀扶你的右手，对你说，不要害怕，我必然帮助你。
And the minute that verse came into my mind, all of a sudden, a deep peace came into my heart.
当这句话进到我的脑海里头时候，我就心中就非常的稳定。
I felt like the Lord was standing next to me and saying to me, "Don't be afraid."
我当时就觉得神在站在我的旁边。对我说你不要惧怕。
And then he took a hold of my right hand and he said, I'm going to help you.
然后我当时觉得神他要搀扶我的右手跟我说我必然帮助你。
And all of a sudden a deep peace came into my heart and I said, if the Lord helps me, then I don't need anything else.
我就当时就觉得非常的平安，我心里想，如果神要帮助我，我就非常的稳，平安稳妥。
Now, just to tell you, bring you up to date, my wife is fine. She had a slight stroke, but everything turned out fine.
就是跟你们报告，我的太太那一次以后呢，她那是一个很小的中风，但是大部分都没有问题。
But I am so glad that there was a foundation that had been built into my life that enabled me, even in face of difficulty and fear, there was a foundation there.
我就因为在这个信仰上有一个非常强的这个根基，强的磐石，以至于当我遇到这些生活的风暴的时候呢，我就能够站立得很稳。
I'm calling on you today to make a fresh commitment to spend time reading the Bible every day.
我今天也要跟弟兄姐妹呼应，就是你们也要有这样子的一种承诺，开始来好好的读圣经。
Develop a reading plan.
有一个非常好的读经的计划。
Begin with the New Testament. Start reading a book, maybe a chapter a day.
不妨从新约圣经开始，每一天读一章。
And then think about what you have read.
然后呢，去默想你今天念了哪些东西。
Maybe you could even write down a few notes.
甚至你也可以做笔记。
Or you can discuss it with somebody else in your family, a husband or wife.
或者你也可以跟家里人一起讨论今天所学的。
Is there a special promise that God gives you today in that reading?
在你今天所读的经文里头，神有没有要告诉你什么话语？
Is there a command that is coming up in your reading?
神有没有什么样的教训要来到告诉你？
Is there a new truth that you have discovered?
有没有你突然有亮光是神的真理？
All of this will help you to stand strong when the storms of life hit you.
这些呢，都会帮助你在遇到生活的各种困难风暴的时候都能够站立得稳。
Then you are building on a rock.
那么你就像那个聪明的人，他是把房子盖在磐石上。
Will you do that?
你们可以这样子吗？
Let me pray with you.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the rock on whom we can stand.
天父，我们谢谢你，因为你是那个磐石，我们可以靠屹立不摇。
And that when the storms of life come, we don't have to fear, we don't have to be afraid.
当生命里头我们经历风暴的时候，我们就必不惧怕。
And even as today we're going through difficult moments, we thank you that you are taking hold of our right hand.
即使今天我们在生活里头我们遇到困难的时候，主你还是帮助你搀扶我们的右手。
And you're saying to us, don't worry, I'm going to help you.
而且你还对我们说话，不要担心，我必与你同在。
Help all of us to develop a strong love for your word.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹一起喜爱你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. God bless you richly.
谢谢。Thank you, Hans. Thank you, everybody.